Good day, goeiedag, mal wena makai dumelang, San Banani, South Africa, Upshen in Dimachironi. Welcome to Elevated on Radio Pulpit. I'm Jenny Lee Belong with you for the next hour to make sure that you are uplifted and that you know that God wants to take you from glory to glory to glory. Thank you so much for choosing to stay with us here on Radio Pulpit. Ek en jy gaan sommer lekker saam kuier and listen, we've got great guests on today's show. That's right, not one, but two additional voices to mine that you'll be hearing here on Elevated today. JD McMillan, who is the worship pastor of Link Church in Belito in KwaZulu-Natal, also, of course, leading Link Worship, will be joining me on the line in just a bit to talk about their brand new EP. Very excited for that. We're going to play you one of their brand new songs as well, titled Praise Him, a bit later in the show. I also have a very good friend of mine and of the show, Nishani Ford, who is a poet, and you know it. A great testimony. Also a poet. She's going to share a little bit from her poetry with us in just a bit during my elevation message of the day. I've got great music for you. We're keeping it very, very local today. Redemption Worship with Greater Glory, Rhema Worship with Never Stops Chasing, Link Worship with Praise Him, and then Rent Collective with Boldly I Approach. How incredible that Link Worship, Rhema Worship, and then Redemption Worship, the churches across the globe are releasing such incredible songs of worship and praise to the Lord. Ek gaan vandag 'n bietjie van dit met jou deel. Ons gaan lekker gesels met JD ook. Hulle het 'n kragtige getuienis. Hy en sy vrou, they're doing great things for God and I can't wait to share it with you. Let's get right into today's show. Here's Greater Glory by Redemption Worship. Welcome to it, Bazalwani. This is Elevated. Redemption Worship with Greater Glory starting today's Elevated for us. Ons gaan ook nog lekker luister na Rhema Worship with Never Stops Chasing. Praise Him, 'n nuwe liedjie deur Link Worship. Een van ons gaste vandag is JD McMillan wat nou by ons gaan aansluit van Link Worship. Jy wil dit nie misloop nie. En Rent Collective se Boldly I Approach wat ook nog vir jou voorlê. Now today, I'm going to share with you a poem read by the author herself, Nishani Ford, from her brand new book titled Wholehearted, An Offering of Hope and Healing for Those Who Love Someone Struggling with Addiction. Now, I wanted to say a lot about her book and about this poem, but I decided that I'm really hoping that Nishani will agree to come back onto the program, to come and share about her journey with Wholehearted. Now, I interview many, many people across platforms, television, radio, who struggle with their children being addicts. I've interviewed Nishani Ford. I've interviewed Joshua Ford on this program as well, sharing their story of a mother who for years remained steadfast in her prayers for her son who was addicted to drugs. Now, you can probably find Joshua's story on our website, radiopulpit.co.za, because he has shared with us before. But this book, titled Wholehearted, contains poetry written by Nishani that is designed to give hope and bring healing to the parents who love someone, or perhaps your spouse. You love your spouse, you love your child, and they're struggling with addiction. These days in our society, it can even be that you are struggling with your parents, ongelukkig, with your parents who are struggling with an addiction. We're going to play you a poem called Boy in the Backseat by Nishani Ford. And I'll share you some of those details on how to order her book. And we will have an in-depth conversation with her about it very soon. Here is Boy in the Backseat by Nishani Ford.
Boy in the back seat. There is a boy in the back seat, quiet and anxious. He shares his mother's fears. Will we find him? Driving hours on end, this boy has no playtime, no friends to contend. Instead, his life is wasting away. The boy in the back seat. Looking out for the shape of his brother's cap, under bridges along the road, can we see him? It's late now, and his childlike eyes begin to tire. He knows his mother won't go home. Not yet. Not until she has him. He curls up, anxious, scared, alone, and sleep takes him away into a darkness, a nightmare come true. For him, there is no escape. When will she look back, he wonders. When will she notice I am waiting for my mother's holy love? She is spread so thin, I must be patient. I too am waiting to live beyond this addiction crippling family. I too am waiting to live. I too am alive.
Boy in the Backseat by Nishani Ford, coming from her brand new book that will very soon be published, titled Wholehearted, an offering of hope and healing for those who love someone struggling with an addiction. It is as if I can see her other son sitting in that backseat. Can't wait to have a conversation with her about it. If you'd like to order the book or contact Nishani, you can do so by emailing wholehearted@nishaniford.com. wholehearted@nishaniford.com. We're going to take another quick music break. JD McMillan from Link Worship will be joining me on the line in a bit. Also, just a quick prayer in my heart and in yours for the Rhema Worship family, who of course will be laying to rest their founder, Pastor Ray McCauley. Our thoughts and our prayers are really with all of them, and we continue to celebrate the life of Pastor Ray McCauley. Let us continue to pray for one another, for the body of Jesus Christ. We've got a big task at hand, and we need to make sure that the body of Christ is pure and that it is strengthened. We all have a role to play. Here's Rhema Worship with Never Stops Chasing. Blan geskakel, ek is nou nou terug. Welcome back. Thank you so much for staying with us here on Radio Pulpit today. I'm very blessed to have John David McMillan, all the way from KwaZulu-Natal, Bolito, to be exact, from Link Church with us. He's their worship pastor, and recently Link Worship has released some amazing new music. But before we get to the music, we're going to get to know JD himself. JD, good day, and thank you so much for joining us on Radio Pulpit.
Yes, thank you so much, Jenna. Radio Pulpit, I really appreciate it. And it's good to meet you guys and be on the radio.
Now, JD, being a musician is one thing, but being a worship pastor is something completely different. Perhaps let's start with your own calling. When did you discover your calling, and perhaps just a little bit of background on your personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
Well, yeah, I mean, with my personal journey in the church space, I was basically just brought up in the church. My parents are believers, and I just grew up in the church. And quite shortly after that, discovered music and that I love music. And I guess if you've grown up in the church, you'll know that, you kind of just get thrown straight into the worship band. So I started with just playing electric guitar, and from there just started to fall in love with writing and playing music that I kind of, there was no like boundaries. I could just write my own music. I didn't have to remember the chords of a particular song. I really enjoyed just being able to play and just go with it. And I really just fell in love with that kind of part of church. And long story short, I kind of grew up kind of really excited to, fill stadiums and be that rock star for Jesus. But I think God had a whole nother journey prepped out for me. And I ended up going to Bible college and at Hillsong in Sydney, which was really cool. But I actually did the pastoral ministry, which is quite interesting because I guess I just got caught up in the whole side of comparison and thinking that I wasn't good enough. But I think God's so kind in the way he journeys along with his children, And when I got back to South Africa, I really started getting back into worship just by the grace of God. And I started working for the church I'm now in, which is Link Church. And I started in the finance role and from there moved into worship. And long story short, I became the worship pastor. And sometimes I kind of pinch myself and I go, I can't believe I'm doing this for a living because it's an absolute dream that I get to write music to glorify Jesus and everything. And it's really just the best job in the world for me.
Amen. JD, why would
Yeah.
you say it's important that we don't simply have performers on the stage on a Sunday morning, but that we have a worship pastor in a
Yeah.
local congregation? Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I think it's, I always just think of that. I'm sure you've heard of it, presence over performance. And it's all about God's presence at the end of the day. And worship, this worship thing that we have is actually just a gateway into God's presence. And as we step into that, there's nothing greater than being in his presence because that's where we met with, his love and his grace and his forgiveness. And I think as a worship pastor, I'm just trying to nurture that in people, that they remember what it's all about, that it's actually about ushering in God's presence and hosting his presence and just seeing people encounter the Holy Spirit. And I think that's kind of my role. It's not to, though it's important to be good at our crafts and to be upskilling all the time. And not to throw that out, but just to remember the main thing, and that's it's all about Jesus.
Now, you mentioned that you grew up in a house where your parents were serving the Lord. And I want to ask you advice for parents. One of the things that Link Church is doing exceptionally well is reaching the youth, reaching the young for Jesus. Many parents are struggling to get their children to go to church. We live in a new culture where church has become an option. Parents can no longer just speak to their children and say, "You are going to church. This is my house." You know, that's kind of how we grew up. But apparently it's not the case anymore. From your own experience when you were young, and then also from the strategy that you're seeing at Link Church that is working very well, what advice would you give to parents who are worried about their children?
I mean, first of all, I think we serve such a good God, a good Father, and I think he cares about our children more than we will ever. And I think he has a journey and a purpose set out for every single person. So we can relax that every parent's going to get it wrong. I think, have grace for yourself. But I think growing up, it was a non-negotiable. It sounds like it might have been the same for you, Jenna, but non-negotiable, you go into church and that was it. Obviously, if you're like sick or something, that's a different story. But it was like for me going to school, it was like, no, we go into church. And I think that instilled kind of a that non-negotiable commitment to church. So when I kind of left the house, it was just normal for me to go to church and prioritize because I also just saw the value in it. The value of community and like-minded people and all that. So I think that was kind of the journey for me. And I thank my parents for being stubborn in their ways. But then in terms of Link, We really do value family as a church, and seeing the next generation just valued for where they're at. And we often talk about, you're the future, you're the future. But we like to say that it's your future's now, like the present. It's the most powerful. And we kind of speak into that. But we do have an amazing youth pastor. And I think that really does wonders when you have a youth pastor that's incredibly invested into our young people, and meeting with the parents, which I think is a big thing, is just seeing our youth pastors meeting with parents and just kind of bridging the gap. Because I think, it can be a little bit daunting for parents to drop kids on a Friday night for youth or whenever it is. But I think it's the best place for your kid to be on a Friday night. Giving God everything and having fun and enjoying it with good people.
I'm guessing that's exactly where we're going to find Zion in a couple of years' time,
Yes,
as
I see.
well.
Done a bit of research.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Zion, you and your beautiful wife, Amber. You've got this beautiful, blessed, you call it miracle, baby. You've got this beautiful, blessed, miracle family. Please tell us, if you're comfortable with that, about his testimony.
Of course. So little Zion, he's our boy, and he was born 2 months premature. So he's 18 months now, but he was born 2 months premature, and he was actually born at 1.4 kgs. He was The placenta wasn't feeding him, and there was just issues there. So we had to do an emergency C-section. So it was a very scary time for my wife and I, Amber. But when we talk about the church and just the power of prayer, I think we really experienced it at a whole new level when we went through the season, because it was touch and go really for Zion. He was in NICU for 5 weeks, and but we just saw him grow. And actually, he never had any issues beyond like struggling to eat a little bit, but otherwise everything was healthy. And now we have a strong young little boy, 11 kgs, a year and a half, and we call him a miracle boy, because that's what it is. I think the power of prayer really saved his life over that time. So that's
Glory
kind of
to
the
God.
story, the boy.
Big, big, big testimony. And I know somebody's listening today, and perhaps you're going through the same thing. Be encouraged that if God could do it for the McMillans, he can certainly do it for you as well. Before we listen to one of the new songs off of Link Worship's highly anticipated EP called Praise Him, I want to ask you about some of the missionary work that you and your wife that you've done. I see that you have a passion for Africa. You've got a passion for the world and winning the lost for Jesus. Tell us about that, JD.
So we've been to places like Uganda, and we've done a few mission trips here in South Africa. And look, our heart is just to see people won over for Jesus. And I think when we go out on these mission trips, we actually partnered with an organization called Light a Candle, and they really believe that worship is what changes things, and that's what really spoke to us. Is when you go into a city or a town or village, where you pick up a guitar and you just start singing worship, it really shifts the atmosphere. And that's why we really wanted to partner with them, and that's what we've been seeing. Like when we go out on these mission trips, is just the power of song. So we had to put pause just with the whole Zion story, with them being premature, going out on big mission trips. But just before that, we were going on a few mission trips and really seeing people healed, seeing people encounter God, and it was all with just starting with worship. So super powerful.
Did you discover God in a new way when you went, for instance, on the missions trip to Uganda? Do you experience God in a different way?
Yeah, definitely. I think what's amazing about mission trips is that there's no typical, lights, cameras, action, that whole story when you go to like your local church. You kind of it's just you and the people in front of you. And I think you kind of tested and put out of your comfort zone. And I think for me personally, a cool testimony for me was I really wanted to see God heal someone in front of my eyes. I've often heard a lot of stories about it, but I've never seen it happen in front of my eyes. And went on these trips, and we saw countless people healed. This one story, we were in a unreached village. They've never heard about Jesus before, and shared the gospel. And this, they weren't believing. They weren't believing what we were saying about Jesus. So then we decided, let's pray for healing. And we brought this man, old man, who was struggling with his arm and he couldn't lift it up. Long story short, we prayed for him and he started swinging his arm around, and we were just like in awe. And we saw so many people saved in that village. And that was really cool. And I think you come back to your local church like on fire for God, really just wanting to see that happen in your local community, which I think, it stokes the fire.
I think that is a very good point. This is a very good point for us to praise God just for what you just also shared, JD. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to JD McMillan. He is from Link Worship, part of Link Church. They're the worship pastor in Balito in KwaZulu-Natal. We're going to listen to Praise Him. We talk more about the EP when we return. Now, Praise Him is inspired by Psalm 100, verse 4. And the song reminds us that the same God who delivered the Israelites from slavery calls us to live in freedom today. With a heart of thanksgiving, Praise Him invites you today, dear Radio Pulpit listener, to declare that our God is so worthy for who He is and all He has done. That was Praise Him by Link Worship. JD, congratulations. I can imagine so much went into this EP.
Thank you so much. We're so happy that it's finally out and people get to listen to it. We've really been, we just couldn't wait until this moment. And I hope you enjoyed it.
We
It's a
do,
bit
we
of a
do.
rock and roll song you might have heard.
We absolutely do. And I mean, you've got Praise Him, then you've got All You Do Is Win. I see a lot of talk about that song. There's Courts, of course, the title of the EP, More Than Enough. But you worked with some incredible people on some of these songs as well, JD.
We collaborated with Stefan Green and Langa Mbonambi from We Will Worship, and we really love those guys. We've been kind of doing this songwriting journey together for a few years now, and it's always amazing to get guys of that caliber joined in on a project like this, and they've really just been amazing.
Why is it important to Link Church through Link Worship to introduce its music to the global worship community, to take the music outside of the four walls of the church?
Yeah, I think it's we want to reach more people, and we want to get it out there, and we want people to hear the words and hear the kind of the heart of the Father. So when we sing songs like Praise Him and He broke your shackles off clean, I think often we live with these this weight of shame, this weight of we're not good enough. And I think to get that message out, like why wouldn't you want to get it out there? And I think that's really our endeavors, to get as many people as we can to listen to this music so they're struck by just the gospel of Jesus, the good news, that there's freedom in Christ, and there's only one response, and that's to give Him praise for all He's done for us.
I want to ask you from my own experience as a worship pastor, but also now as a pastor who leads a congregation, JD, the worship teams are naughty. They are very, very naughty. It's normally
They
the
can tend to
it's normally the ministry that the enemy attacks the most. And when you
be.
are producing excellent worship as you are as Link Worship, For God, I can just imagine that you also go through some attacks. As the worship pastor, the one leading Link Worship, how do you stabilize it all? How do you shepherd these beautifully creative children of God so that you can keep them steady, disciplined, secure enough to be able to produce something as excellent as you just did?
Yeah, I think I would love to hear the answer to that. No, but I think I try to just create a space where people know they can always speak up and not feel like they're living life alone and isolated. So I'm always creating spaces for that to chat through life, because at the end of the day, we're not perfect and we're gonna mess up sometime, somewhere along the line. And I think it's just important that there is a space for people to keep chatting. But we do just have incredible community around us that keep us grounded, which I think is important. So yeah, I think if it's myself or someone else that maybe thinks a bit too highly of themselves, I think they will hear about it soon enough in a loving way.
Yeah.
And I think that's not cool. That's what's cool. And even collaborating with guys like Steph and Langer, they're both just salt of the earth type of guys. And I think we do put a high value on who we do life with. And because I think it's influential when it comes to people in your life and who's speaking into your life. So it's just keeping tabs on that as well. But
Yeah.
yeah, what would you
Now,
say, Jenna?
I don't have the answer. That's why I'm asking you. I'm praying about it. I think all pastors, we just pray. And as you said, humility is key and understanding that people are on their journeys, and that's what the church is for. As my husband always says, it's a hospital. We are all sick people. We are here to come and receive healing, and God is gracious enough to use us in the process. So it's important to have grace for one another as we serve together. I know that for churches across South Africa and the world who might be listening, they might be keen to access the lyrics from the songs on your new EP titled Chords, or perhaps some of the music charts. How do we do that?
Yeah, so we're pretty much on most of the platforms. You can find our chord charts and lyrics on CCLR, on Praise Charts. But you can also just go onto our Instagram and click on the link in our bio, and that can send you to all the different platforms available. But just to remember to type in link with a C. So it's LINC, not link with a K. So it's
Yeah.
Link Worship. And you'll be able to find all our things there.
There we go. And these songs are available on all digital platforms. As you just heard JD said, it's Link Worship, LINC, and you can find more than enough courts. All you do is win and praise there. Which one is your favorite, JD?
Oh, I'm always asked this question. I hope no one's listening that I might know. But I would say I do enjoy Praise Him because I'm a bit of a fan of like rock and roll and kind of, getting a bit free and dancing. So I think there's a cool cadence to the song. So I would say Praise Him's probably my favorite.
It's official. Praise Him is John
It's
David
official.
McMillan's favorite song off
Is.
chords. What's the future plans for Link Worship? I know that you are a recognized voice in the global community, but what are some of the future plans that we can look forward to?
Yeah, so Christmas is around the corner. Can you believe it?
No.
So, yeah, crazy. So we excited to be releasing a single over the Christmas time on 1st of November, which is really exciting. So yeah, just keep an ear open, your eyes open, and you'll see that. We're very excited for that.
That's amazing. That's amazing. We're looking forward to it. And lastly, perhaps, JD, your advice for somebody who is striving to do what you've done with your life, go into the world, become a missionary, go into full-time ministry, be part of a movement like Link Worship and release this kind of music, this high-quality gospel, your advice to them.
Well, I'll just say that at the end of the day, you are God's child. You have been chosen. You are gifted, and that gift is actually not our own. It's God's that He's given us, and I think that I'll just pray that takes the weight and the pressure off you. That if you just steward what's in front of you, if you just take that next step, wherever you might find yourself, if you're a musician or pastor. Just take that next step. If that's grabbing a coffee with somebody, or if that's writing a lyric, if that's just one verse, or if it's a whole song, just take that next step because I feel God starts to really anoint, and He anoints who you are, not who you want to be. And that's kind of the advice I would say.
J.D. McMillan, thank you so much for your time and blessings to you and the Link Worship family.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jenna and Radio Pulpit. I really appreciate your time, and it's a real privilege.
Go out and stream the music.
Thank you.
Rend Collective with Boldly I Approach, bringing today's elevator to a close. Dis altyd die hartseerste gedeelte van die program vir my wanneer ek vir jou moet totsiens sê. Maar ek weet, die genade van die Here sal jou dra. Waar jy ook al gaan hierdie naweek of in die komende week, die genade van die Here dra jou. Nie in ons eie krag nie, nie in ons eie wysheid nie, maar deur die genade van die Here sal ons bly staan en 'n verskil maak vir God waar hy ons ook al plaas. Baie baie dankie aan JD en ook aan Nishani dat hulle met ons gedeel het vandag hier op Radio Kansel. Onthou, die programme is beskikbaar as 'n potgooi, maak seker dat jy daarna gaan luister en hou ook in gedagte dat daar 'n herhaling van hierdie program elke Sondag aan om 7:00 is. Maak seker jy vertel vir almal van Radio Kansel hoe om daarna te luister en van al die programme wat beskikbaar is. Ons dank God elke dag vir sy genade dat ons kan praat oor hom vrylik, dat ons kan deel oor hom vrylik in 'n land soos ons in hier in Suid-Afrika. Alle sterkte aan die Rhema Bible Church familie en almal wat geliefdes verloor het, ons dink aan julle. Ons dink aan julle en ons bid vir mekaar. So bly ons saamstaande. Tot volgende keer vir Radio Kansel. Ek is Jenna Lee Belong. Ons gesels weer volgende Vrydagoggend om 11:00. Blessings, love, love, love to you and yours. En natuurlik goedheid en guns. Goodness and mercy. Good day.